Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We have a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, the chairman of BNI.com, a global networking organization par excellence, and the author of many books on networking and selling and getting people together. If you just find, just look for M-I-S-N-E-R, Ivan Meisner, you'll find all the things that he's done. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were telling us in the previous segment about you continue to have a relationship with Richard Branson, with Richard Branson and of Virgin. Virgin fame, the Virgin brand, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin hotels, et cetera, et cetera. And you've spent at least a couple of times on his island, Necker Island. One of the things that he's talked to you about recently was the journey of getting his brand official, right?
Yeah. When he was pretty young, he was like 19 or 20 years old, and was going to start up a record company to really sell records to students at a lower rate. That was the plan. Ended up becoming much bigger than that.
Right.
And they were in a, you know, so we asked him, well, how did you come up with the name Virgin? And he said, well, the original name that they were leaning towards was Slipped Disc. that was, which is a cute name.
Yeah.
But that's what he was leaning towards. And they were brainstorming. He had some of his friends and associates there, all, you know, young teenagers or early 20s. And one of them said, well, you know what? We should call the company. And he said, what? Well, she said, we're all complete virgins in business.
Mm-hmm.
So we should call it Virgin Records. And boom, that was it. That became the name, which was interesting. But here's the part that I haven't seen him talk about much before. He then went to get a trademark on Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And the UK trademark office
was scandalized.
Said, no. Yeah, they said, no, you can't use that name. It's rude. That's what they said. It's rude. So he tried for years to get a trademark because you can't, you know, he realized you can't run a business, especially if it becomes global,
right,
without a trademark.
It's got to be official, and you got to own it, and you got to be prepared,
yep,
to protect it and defend it.
And he tried for 4 years, and finally, out of frustration, he looked up the term virgin in the dictionary and found one definition that said pure.
Mm-hmm.
The virgin is pure. And so he wrote back to the trademark office, and he said, look, that's not the only definition. You know, the definition you're using is not the only definition. One of the definitions is pure. And the frustrated bureaucrats had to relent, and he then got the trademark for Virgin, and now I think there are close to 200 different Virgin brands.
Wow, that are all part of his empire.
That's right, and the latest one is the Virgin Galactic, which is his space,
right,
company. Yeah.
Well, now Necker Island, is that what it was called when he bought it?
Yes.
So why didn't he change it to Virgin Island?
I don't know, but it is in the Virgin, the British Virgin Islands,
right?
Which is, you know, it's interesting.
That's that ironic.
Yes, it is.
So, what do you think about Branson as an individual? He's become a friend of yours. How would any of us like him if we had a hamburger with him and a beer one day?
Well, first of all, you could definitely have a hamburger and a beer with Branson. He's very unassuming. Listen, when he's on an issue that he's passionate about, you know it. But normally he could just kind of integrate with groups of people,
yep,
very easily. There were about 30 people on the island.
Is he a good listener? He seems like he might be a good listener.
He's a good listener. He really is. And he's a good listener, and you can tell because he asks questions as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not just nodding. He's like, oh, that's interesting. Tell me about this. Mm-hmm. And so he's very inquisitive. And listen, you know, what's interesting about Branson is he's extremely opinionated, but he tends not to push that opinion down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll listen to your perspective.
But his questions, if he asks you a question, I would think it would be a cut to the chase question. It wouldn't be a fluff question. But, you know, it seems to me, Ivan, you say he's got 200 virgin organizations. He's the consummate entrepreneur. And it seems to me that he's always wanting to invent something new. He invents it, he builds it, and funds it, puts the right management in it, lets them go run that, and he goes off and builds something else.
Yes.
How many times have we seen this? Not many.
No. No, not with as many brands as he has.
That's my point,
And he's got his fingers in a lot of them, but not on the day-to-day operation.
And you know what I think? I think he recognizes his own limitations and what he's good at.
Yeah, he's also now in his 60s, and it's possible that he might want a little more time off than he's had in the past. I'm speculating at that.
Right.
I don't know. But he certainly knows how to have downtime. He integrates his work with his downtime extremely well. I mean, I saw him pull away, do some stuff for a while, come back, and then hop on a Hobie Cat and go around the island.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the Hobie Cat, by the way. He loves the sail.
Yeah, yeah. Ivan, give us the website again, please.
For BNI?
Yep.
BNI.com. And by the way, we just hit 6,500 chapters.
Now. Wow. And how many did you have when you first started with me in 99?
Oh, we would have had
700 or something like that.
No, that's right. 99 would be about 500.
About 500. And look how he's grown, folks, just in the 14 years that he's been a member of my brain trust. I mean, not that I'm taking the credit or anything like that. BNI.com, folks, is an international phenomenon. You want to be part of that organization, and you can find out how at BNI.com. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.